The four test series between Australia and South Africa has been marred by a handful of controversies, starting with a staircase stoush involving vice-captain David Warner. But the latest scandal to hit the tour is the worst yet. Cricket Australia Chief Executive James Sutherland says two officials are being sent to South Africa to investigate a ball tampering charge. Mr. Sutherland says Cricket Australia's Head of Integrity, Ian Roy, and High Performance Manager, Pat Howard, have been tasked with finding out how and why the plan was hatched.
I understand that's not necessarily the fullness of response that everyone is looking for right now, but you will appreciate that there's an element of process that needs to be undertaken here, and you will understand that by appointing our Head of Integrity to this project, it is being dealt with as a matter of urgency and seriousness.
Players conceived the idea, which was to place tape on the ball, at lunch on Saturday. Placing tape on one side of the ball can help bowlers produce unpredictable reverse swing deliveries. Cameron Bancroft, who was playing in just his eighth test match, used the tape while working on the ball in the post-lunch session, then attempted to hide it from umpires. It's unclear whether coach Darren Lehman was aware of the plan. Bancroft said he wasn't coerced by Australia's leadership group, but did feel nervous.
You know, I was in the vicinity of the area when the leadership group were, were discussing it. And look, I'll be honest with you, I was, I was obviously nervous about it because, with thousands of, hundreds of cameras around, that's always the risk, isn't it? And, I sit before you today and, I'm not proud of what's happened at all.
The scandal has drawn comparisons with the infamous underarm controversy in 1981. To ensure New Zealand didn't get the runs they needed, then Australian captain Greg Chappell instructed his bowler and younger brother, Trevor, to deliver the last ball of the match underarm along the ground. But there's one big difference. Greg Chappell was acting within the laws of the game at the time. That wasn't a defence open to Steve Smith or David Warner, who've been stood down over the incident. Standing down didn't appear to be on Smith's mind when he addressed reporters earlier in the day.
No, I won't be considering stepping down. I still think I'm the right person for the job. Obviously today was a big mistake on my behalf and on the leadership group's behalf as well. But I take responsibility as the captain. I need to take control of the ship. But, this is certainly something I'm not proud of, and something that I can hope learn from and come back strong from.
Smith said he regrets what happened.
I'm embarrassed. I know the boys in the shed are embarrassed as well. And I feel for Cam as well. It's not what we want to see in the game. It's not what the Australian cricket team's about. And being the leader of the team, I'm incredibly sorry for trying to bring the game into disrepute the way that we did today.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the scandal beggars belief. Mr. Turnbull says he's spoken with the head of Cricket Australia, David Peaver, about the incident, and he's looking forward to the bloc taking decisive action. The PM says the incident has let the whole country down.
It seemed completely beyond belief that the Australian cricket team had been involved in cheating. It beggars belief. The whole nation, who holds those who wear the baggy green up on a pedestal, this is a shocking disappointment. I look forward to Cricket Australia taking decisive action soon.
A number of former Australian cricketers have also expressed their dismay over the incident, with former captain Michael Clarke telling the Nine Network he's extremely disappointed.
I can't believe if the leadership group has made a decision to do this, that they've gone and got the young kid who's playing his eighth test match to do that. You know, as a leader, you can't ask somebody to do something you're not willing to do yourself, number one.
It's
premeditated cheating. It's blatant cheating. Okay. It's disgraceful. It's not accepted by anyone, and particularly an Australian. We've got the best bowling attack in the world. We don't need to cheat to beat anybody.
With Smith and Warner stood down, wicketkeeper Tim Payne will stand in as captain. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.